Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. You can catch me every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7. And this is our community show, Eye on Houston, where we highlight amazing things happening within our community. And it's my pleasure to welcome onto the show the marketing and development manager for the Houston Arboretum and Nature Center, Christine Mansfield. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Arboretum, tell me the background of the name Arboretum. Obviously, it's trees, but what's the last part?
It is. So, Arboretum is mostly just a collection of trees, which we have, but we're also a nature center. And so we have a wide variety of natural wildlife in addition to the trees and forests and prairies and things that we have.
Now, tell me about yourself a little bit. How did you get involved with the Houston Arboretum?
So I grew up in Houston and I've always loved nature. And so it was always something that I wanted to do. I've been involved in the environmental community here for most of my adult life.
Awesome. Now, what made you, so I guess you, like you said, you just always had kind of an affinity for nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's your favorite part about working there?
Really seeing kids and adults alike learning new things about nature. And that's really a big part of what we do is teaching and educating about nature. And I love seeing that. I love seeing, you know, little tiny kiddos seeing tadpoles for the first time and adults learning new things or overcoming fears of snakes and birds and things like that. It's always really cool.
Because I've driven through Memorial Park quite a bit and I've always seen the signs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just never knew what it was or where exactly it was, because usually I'm going to the golf course or cutting to divert myself away from traffic. But how big is the Arboretum?
So we're 155 acres and we are right over by the golf course. We're on the western edge of Memorial Park, right by 610. Most people who go to work on Woodway drive by us every day and don't even know we're there. But we have an entrance there as well as an entrance on 610. And we've actually been around for 50 years at this point.
Nice. So how is it up to you guys to take care of that area, or is there someone else that takes care of it?
It is. So we actually have a great staff of conservation specialists that help us make sure that the grounds are cared for. We've been doing a lot of restoration, including a lot of new plants that wildlife really loves.
Now, are there trails that go through the whole Arboretum?
There are. We have about 5 miles of trails that are really well-maintained, stroller-friendly, and we actually have a new set of trails that were part of our master plan that we're undergoing that have a mile of handicap-accessible trails as well.
So. Awesome. So the three-mile loop that I'm probably most familiar with, is that included or is that separate?
So you're probably thinking of the one over at Memorial Park, and that's a running trail. We actually don't allow running or biking. We're really family-friendly place. So we ask people to slow down to the pace of nature, really take it all in. We tell folks if they want to run or bike, go over to Memorial Park, but we're strictly walking and just really enjoying it space.
That's awesome. So I know with the Thanksgiving break and Christmas break coming up, you guys have a lot of really awesome events planned, not just for adults, but also for kids.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I want to talk about happens on December 29th. It's the Adult Owl Prowl. Now, at first, when I read about it, it sounds like you walk through these nature trails and look for owls. Is that accurate?
It is. That's part of it. So it's a sort of two-part thing, because we don't pay the wildlife out there to come out when we want them to come out. They kind of do their own thing, obviously.
It's not a zoo.
It's not a zoo. So we always tell people, you might see these things. Like, we definitely have coyotes that come through there, but you won't usually see them. But we do definitely have a night hike as part of it where you'll see other wildlife at the very least, but we have seen owls. And then we have folks from the Wildlife Center of Texas who come out with wildlife. They come out with their own owls that they can show off to the public before they go out. So you will get to see owls no matter what when you go.
Now, if you want to be a part of this, is there a sign up online, or how does someone sign up for this?
There is. If you go to our website, houstonarboretum.org, we have sign up information for this and all of our other programs. And if you have kiddos and you like owls and your kids like owls, we also have family-friendly owl prowls that are coming up in the new year, so keep your eyes peeled for those.
Awesome. So welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. Eye on Houston is our community show where we highlight all the amazing things happening within our community, and today we have the marketing development manager for the Houston Arboretum and Nature Center, Christine Mansfield, on the show, and we're talking about their adult owl prowl that's happening in the Arboretum and the Nature Center. And so you said that there's a kind of an owl prowl for kids and adults. So what is the kids one? And like, if someone brings their kids to be a part of it, what can they expect?
So it's very similar to the adult one. There's an indoor portion where the kiddos will get to meet owls, and then there's an outdoor portion where there's a night hike. And so both adult and kids ones are very similar. It's just the presentation style is a little bit different, more geared towards kids for the children's one.
In that same light, I was telling a friend of mine about the adult owl prowl, and she's like, well, are there drinks? So are there drinks?
There are drinks. Actually, at both of them, there are adult beverages if they would like them. We have a great relationship with St. Arnold as well as Cat's Coffee, so you can get your coffee, you can get your beer, have a really good time.
Yeah, nothing like having a caffeine buzz through the nature trail, right?
It does help sometimes. People like it. It's warm when you go outside at night.
Oh, yeah. And that was one of the things I saw that you guys mentioned was you obviously want to dress the part.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We tell folks whenever they come out, you know Houston weather. It can be summer, winter, and spring all in 1 week. So definitely check the weather and dress for it. So layers we recommend, closed-toed shoes for our trails. But really, whatever the weather calls for, dress for it.
Now, tell me again the website that someone can go to get more information or sign up.
It's HoustonArboretum.org. And if you like sharing this information on social media, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And just for those who can't spell Arboretum, A-R-B-O-R-E-T-U-M. That's a fun word.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, you could really turn that into a trivia question word in lots of different ways. So, again, welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo. We're with Christine Mansfield from the Houston Arboretum and Nature Center. They've got the Adult Owl Prowl happening December 29th. And there's also a kids version as well. You can go to HoustonArboretum.org. For more details. Now, is this at? It says from 7 a.m. to dusk. So I'm on this part here. Says we're open every day from 7 a.m. to dusk.
Yes.
Is that the Arboretum itself?
It is. So we have the trails themselves are open from 7 a.m. until about 6:30 this time of year. And obviously that changes with the sunlight schedule. We do also have a Nature Center building, and that's open from 9 to 5 basically every day.
But the night prowl is with flashlights.
Yes.
Out in the nature
so this
trail.
Is a special thing. Our Arboretum at Night programs allow you to get out on the trails at night after hours. It's sort of like a behind the scenes time where people don't usually get to see the trails. So it's really special.
And that's where you get to see owls because they're nocturnal, right?
Exactly.
See, I've done some research on the owls.
I like it.
Yeah. So now that's not the only cool thing happening. They also have a winter camp coming up January 2nd through the 4th. Now, give me the details about this because this is more directed at the kids and giving them something to do to get out of the house.
Exactly. Yeah. It's perfect. It's right after New Year's. So it's that little chunk of time that's kind of funky where kids aren't in school yet and the parents need to find something to do with them. It's the 2nd through the 4th and it's for ages 4 through 12. So we have half day and full day options. And this year we're focusing on goosebumps and mysteries. So learning about things like owls and bats and other fun animals as well as creepy crawlies that live at the Arboretum.
So if someone wants their kids to be involved in this, I'm assuming HoustonArboretum.org also?
Yep, that's the place for all of this.
All right. Now, what's the, what are some of the requirements? Like you say the full day, half day, like what's the real difference between there, obviously, besides the time?
So a lot of it is the time is the main portion of it. Our 4-year-old classes are only half day, so that's one of the sort of stipulations. But for 5 through 12, we have both options available. And it's just they'll get to do more activities if they're there for the full day versus the half day.
When you brought up bats, and maybe think about the wabat colony. So is there a bat colony anywhere in the Arboretum that you know of?
So we actually have there are bat colonies in Houston, but there are also solitary bats. And so we have a wide variety of bats that use the Arboretum for hunting at night. We're along Buffalo Bayou, so some of the wabats very well could come and hunt in our Arboretum area. But we have a large meadow and pond where we actually have a bat event later in the year where folks can come out and actually get to see bats. And we have little bat detectors where you can check them out.
Oh, that's super awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me think, I know it's a little bit off subject, but I saw the wild bat colony for the first time last year. And as the bats flew out, the hawks flew in.
Yep.
And it's like, not only
they
are the bats synchronized. Yeah. I thought that was amazing because, you know, that's the food chain and it's, you know, in full glory there because those hawks knew. All right, get ready. Dinner's going to come flying out.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that spending a lot of time in the Arboretum, you see those kind of natural interactions,
you
right?
You do. You definitely do. We actually, just a couple of days ago, saw some bald eagles flying over, which is really cool. I've seen plenty of snakes eating frogs, things like that. So you catch the whole life cycle of everything that's going on.
So how rare are the bald eagles?
They don't happen super often. We haven't really seen them there for a couple of years. So we were very excited. We saw a pair of them and we were really hoping that they would come back. So keep your eyes peeled for them.
I mean, do male and female bald eagles look differently?
Could
it have been a mom and a dad?
Usually it could have been, yeah. So it's with birds, a lot of times it's a size difference. For bald eagles, they don't look very different, but it very well could have been a mom and a dad looking for a nest site. So
that
we're keeping
cool,
our
right?
fingers crossed.
Yeah,
yes.
Have a whole flock of bald eagles in a Houston
awesome.
Arboretum. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So yeah, HoustonArboretum.org. We want you to take advantage of these awesome, awesome programs. They have the Adult Owl Prowl, also the winter camp for the kids. Am I leaving anything out?
That's a lot of it. We have a lot of great things that are coming up in the spring, so definitely check back to our website and our Facebook for all of the cool events that we have coming up.
Awesome. Christine Mansfield from the Houston Arboretum, thank you for joining us.
Thanks
on Eye on Houston.
Me.
Yes, ma'am. So if you want more information, also feel free to head over to thebullhouston.com. You can also find Eye on Houston on Facebook as well. Just search Eye on Houston.